It's good to be back. Okay, so again, we are, well, let's get a running start on page 9. So the Machaber says, Tov Lomar Parshas HaKedah, Parshas HaMon, Saras HaDibros, Parshas HaOla, Mincha Ushlam, Mechatas Ve'Asham. So he says, Tov, right? It's good to say the Parsha of the Akedah, where we recount the Akedah Yitzchak. And the Mishnah Berurah says you should say it before all the Karbanos. We'll see why. And you can also say the Akedah and Parshas Haman even on Shabbos. Then the Mishnah Berurah says something extremely important. Right by the little Chav Ches, the Shaar Tzion Chav Ches, so it's about 7 lines from the bottom. So he says it's not good enough just to read it. It ain't Amira. Ella, she's bonen mashu omer. Rather, a person has to think about what he's saying when he says these parshas. V'yakir niflos Hashem. And he should recognize the wonders of Hashem. Why? What's the wonders of Hashem in the Akedah? So Chofetz Chaim explains, parshas Akedah, k'dei lizkor zkus avos b'chol yom. Because the parsha of the Akedah is our way of, now again we say it in Shemona Esrei, okay Avraham, okay Yitzchak, but it's the same thing, is we want to mention the zkusim of the avos every single day. So that's one thing. So we see the Mishnayos in Talmud talks about the order of the day in the Beis HaMikdash. So one of the things they did is they had to see if it was daybreak, because as we'll see in a moment, they couldn't do Karbonos at night. So how do they know if it was daybreak, right? The clocks, you know, like with the fancy charts that we have, excuse me, and all those things. No. So rather, the Mishnah says they had one of the young Kohanim, Pirkei Kohuna, go up, I don't know what you call it, mast, this week's parsha also, and he would look from afar and see, you know, because there's hills, as you all know, Yerushalayim, it blocks your view of when sunrise is, because you can't see the sun, you know, you'll wait till 12 o'clock in the afternoon until it's sunrise, right? So and the guy on the bottom, the Mamuna, would scream up to him and say, Bar Ka'i, is it like Boker? It's very interesting, actually, that we're bringing this up. I didn't plan it this way. But just today, I was in touch with a relative of my wife's who was very close, has an in, very close into Ruch Chaim Kanevsky, Zazan Gazan, had an issue going on, and needed Rav Chaim Kanevsky. So the guy agreed, since he's relative, sort of, agreed to take it to Rav Chaim Kanevsky, did some things, you know, to give him all the information. And his name is Bar Ka'i. I'm not kidding you. So how do you like that for Bashar? So again, so after Bar Ka'i means the Mamuna would say, is it daybreak yet? And the guy, the young Cohen all the way up there, say, yes. And then they would say, did the sun, Higia ad Chevron? Is it sunlight in Chevron? So, and hopefully he would answer yes. Now the question is, why do you need to know if it's also sunrise in Chevron? You know, we go by Yerushalayim time, right? You know, like, the answer is, Chazal say, because to be maskir, those who sleep, who are resting in Chevron, to remember the Avos. So that's exactly this point, is to mention the Avos before we get started. Now again, that's the same concept that we have at the beginning of Shemona Esrei too. Okay, Abraham, okay, Yitzchak, okay, Yaakov. Now the other reason for is also, there's another reason, Gam Kedei Lahachnia Yitzro. Also to remind us to subjugate, to squash, so to speak, to subjugate. Rav Ruderman, I remember when we went, we had this close to talk to him about Moser and Slabotka, So one of the guys mentioned about Shviras Hamidos, breaking a midah. And he held up his hand and said, we don't talk that way anymore. So we talk about being machnia midah, right? Holding it down, like, you know, subjecting it, but it's always still there. It's a very interesting moment. So to remember to subjugate your Yetzahar, Kamosher Masar Yitzchak Nafsho, because that's what Yitzchak did, right? You know, there's a lot of kashas on his father, right? Offering me as a human sacrifice, and it's a lot of kashas. But he didn't ask those kashas. He just did, you know? So the same thing with us. Imagine we don't have those problems, or those challenges, I should say. So Kol Shekein, we should do whatever Hashem wants. And how about Parshas Haman? Parshas Haman, Kedei Laham, Shiyamid, Shiyamin, Shekol Mezonosav, Boyin Bashkako Pratis. The parsha of the Mon is to reinforce in our psyche that everything comes from Hashem. Right? A person's livelihood is all Hashkako Pratis. Right, Chazal say, there's no such thing as any job that you could go into that for sure you'll make money. Right, doesn't work that way. I remember my follower Shalom talking about a man, I think he knew, was very wealthy, which means my father probably didn't know him that well. But anyways, so how did he make money? He opened an ice cream place. This is a long, long time ago. And it happened to be, after he opened it, a movie theater opened right next door. So how do you explain, you know, like, that's Hashkacha Pratis. I mean, that's more clearly Hashkacha Pratis. But you see, you know, that's what's happening. How do we know that from the Mon? Because, you know, in the Mon, it fell exactly right. If you had more people in the family, more Mon. Less people. And no matter what you did, you couldn't finagle around it, right? You couldn't keep it, you couldn't freeze it, you couldn't put it in a Ziploc bag. And again, let's say you have not so many people, so you leave some over, it went, right? It didn't work. Very powerful line by the Chofetz Chaim. And it's to teach us the... saying the Mon is to remind us she'en riboy hashtadlus moel me'uma, that the more work, the more hashtadlus, the more effort you put in. Now again, it's a difficult line. We have a Masorah about this from Rabbi Yisrael Salanter, but be that as it may, about where the line is, how much hashtadlus a person has to put in, where's the line for hashtadlus and emuna, and be talking in Hashem. But again, the reading of the Mon is to teach us, is a very powerful line of the Chofetz Chaim. It says, working longer and harder does not help me'uma, zero, zilch, nothing. Doesn't help at all. So all these people work and work and work, right? Hashem decides on Rosh Hashanah. No matter how, Hashem doesn't sign on Rosh Hashanah based upon you working, right? So again, you have to put in your ishtadlus. You can't just sit home and say tilim all day. But, you know, you have to put in your ishtadlus, but, you know, and to realize it. And that's why, now again, so these concepts slip on us. So therefore, the halacha is saying, it's a very powerful idea. What do you need? Constant reinforcement in these ideas. Mimosa nefesh for Torah mitzvos, to realize that everything is hashkacha pratis, all your money is hashkacha pratis. Again, it's not so simple. So every day we have to reinforce it. Okay, so there's the Kedah, the Mon, Aseres HaDibros, and then Karbonos. And then Karbonos. So, as we left yesterday, this is what we did yesterday. So the question is, we don't do this, right? Well, some of them we do. We do that. People do that. Kedah's there. And the Ola, and the Mincha, and the Shlomim, and we'll talk about that. Parshas Haman and Aseres HaDibros. Not there. Not at that point in davening. And in fact, not even neither of them are anywhere in davening. like you point out, Mr. Magen pointed out yesterday, it is printed in the back of the Sidurim after davening, but that is, so to speak, as an optional equipment. So it's not anything in the basic mandatory stuff of davening. So what happened? So therefore, the Rav Moshe says, "V'davka biyachid mutter lomar aseres hadibros b'kol yom." Specifically, when we're talking about an individual can say the aseres hadibros every day. Aval aser, turn next page, but it's aser lomram betzibur. You're not allowed to say the aseres hadibros betzibur. Right. So, in other words, what the Rav Moshe, what the Mechaber is talking about is, you know, it's good to say the Aseres HaDibros. So it seems like the Mechaber is saying at the beginning of davening, but we don't do that. We do that, but that's specifically talking about an individual, but not a tzibur. So what's the problem? So the Mishnah Berurah says, if you look at Tes Zayin, the Chofetz Chaim says, but tzibur mivnei hakofrim. What's wrong? Because we're worried if we have the Aseres HaDibros in the body of obligatory davening, tefillah, so then there's a problem of the kofrim. What's the heretics? Shiyomu, that they'll say, ain't Torah elazu. Right? There's only, right, Aseres HaDibros, right? Because there's nothing else in davening that you have that's from the Torah, right? Okay, yeah, Shmav. But again, so they'll say, because that's the only Torah. So we know all Torah is in Aseres HaDibros, but that's in a deeper level. So therefore you don't write it up, something specifically for the tzibur. Then the Chofetz Chaim goes on to say, some people disagree, say it's not usher to say betzibur, just to put it between the brachos, and so on and so forth. But the way the Mishnah Berurah comes out is that you could say it privately, but you shouldn't say it as a tzibur. So you see, we don't do that, and that's why it's not in the davening, because we're worried about the kofrim. We'll say, you know, that's all the other stuff is really not Torah. It's just, you know, just the Aseres HaDibros.
Did this actually happen with
the I don't think they even believe in the Aseres HaDibros.
Do they have it in the Siddur, and then that's when they can become
covered? I don't know. Baruch Hashem, I don't know. What's interesting is, if you think a little, so we have this issue of a takana because of kofrim, of the Aseres HaDibros. So there's a very interesting shiloh, and that is, wait a minute, three times a year, Parshas Yisro, Parshas Vaskanan, and also on Shavuos, what do we lane? Aseres HaDibros. So you got to lane it. That's not the problem. Problem is, what do we do before Aseres HaDibros? I don't know, I haven't taken a poll, but I assume a lot of shuls do. What do they do? Everybody rise, right? So isn't that a problem? Because the kofrim will say, well, the rest of the lading, you're seated. All of a sudden, Aseres HaDibros, everybody up. Right? So Taka, this Shiloh was asked to Rav Moshe. Rav Moshe has a tshuva. Where is it? Or Chaim Chelek Dalad, Simon Chaf Beis. And he says it's not a problem because we don't have this problem of kofrim saying only be only Aseres HaDibros. He does talk about the places that don't, and it's, so therefore that's where that came from, that certain shuls don't. I don't remember that. I recall in Yeshiva they clapped. Again, my memory could be failing me, but I do remember, I think, standing up. Yeah,
there's other places where we do clap.
Right.
Also, not just that.
No, but we see it specifically a problem. You see, they were worried about the Aseres HaDibros, right? So in other words, you're saying, as Yashir, you know, we stand up also. But that's out of Hodah.
What about Chazak?
Right, so they discuss it there also. Believe it or not, there's a whole tumult because of this. But we see, there's a very good point, but there was a bigger chash concern by Aseres HaDibros. That, you know, like, I mean, you see that Lamaisa, you know, amongst the Goyim, didn't they have a few years ago, they had the Ten Commandments in Arkansas somewhere, and it went to the Supreme Court or something, right, in the courthouse or something, I don't remember. Right, so that's what people, you know, Goyim, I don't know, I don't ask Goyim really. But, you know, there's a danger. So the Shaila is, would it be a danger standing up, excuse me, for Aseres HaDibros? So Rav Moshe says no, and that's why we still do it, you know. Okay, but again, that's an interesting extension that maybe we wouldn't have thought of. But I also want to mention, Rav Moshe also says that if, let's say, you come from a shul that does not stand, and then it happens to be that you're davening in a shul that does stand, so you should stand. Right? In other words, you might say, well, we hold, you know, because this problem of the takon of takanas kofrim, so we're really right, right? You know, so therefore you say seated. So as you can imagine, that is incorrect because you should always go like the minhag of the place, wherever you are. Right? Your own personal minhag, but the minhag of the place. Okay, which is a general rule, like I say very often. We do have the concept of minogavos, there is such a thing, but predominantly what you see most of the time is in halacha and in mishnayos and all these type of things, like talking about when to do, if you do malacha on Erev Pesach, or you don't do malacha on it's minogamakam, right? And so, for example, again, it doesn't apply anymore, because there's... Unless you're going to Kiryas Yoyal or some place like that, there's no minhag ha-makom. So you know, people do different things, but certainly within a shul, you know, people should, whatever your personal minhag is nice, but you know, you should conform to the minhag ha-makom. Yeah.
Where was the tshuva?
Orach Chaim Chelek Dalad Simen Chaf Beis. Sure. Okay, so let's, running out of time, but again, let's try to forge forward. Maybe we could do it in 15 years instead of 16. Vav, Parshas HaKorbanos Lo Yomar Ela B'Yom, right? As we started off at the beginning of this year, the Parsha of the Korbanos, the Parshas of the Korbanos, right? All those stuff some people say before Mizmor Shir, Korbanos, like the Korbanos we mentioned before, you should only say them during the day. Right? Because you can only bring a korban during the day. So now again, this is a powerful idea. We don't appreciate that when we say something, it's in the place of. It's in the place of a korban. So we project the halachas of a korban onto what we say. So therefore, you shouldn't say these korbanos during the nighttime. Now again, this could be a problem if you go to a very early minyan like we had. We'll get back, and you know, sometimes it was you know, you could still daven Ma'ariv when people came. It was a few minutes before, so again, you would not be able to say those things, all these korbanos, unless it's day. I shouldn't say daylight. Now the Mishnah does bring down opinions that say that the ima ein lo p'nai, you don't have time. Yochol omram gam parshas korbanos v'layla. He brings down some more lenient, says you could still say them even at night. And then he brings down from the Shlod, that on Shabbos and Yontif, there's Yehi Ratzons after a lot of these, you know, the Olo, or the, some people say it, some people don't. And, sorry. The Mishnah Berurah says that if it's Shabbos or Yontif, so you should not say the Yehi Ratzons, because a lot of these Karbanos, except for the Tamid, were nedavos, right? The ola or the ash or the shlomim, or you know, so on and so forth. They were all nedava, and you didn't bring a non-obligatory, voluntary, but also a private korban on Shabbos, or you know, on Yom Tov. You brought a private korban, you know, all Ria. But again, so therefore, again, our saying it is like bringing it. So therefore, you don't say that. Just one last thing, so I don't forget. And Rachman Salam Aleinu, an Ovel should not say any of these, the Parshas of Korbanos. And why, we'll talk about later. B'li Nedar Mirtz Hashem. Okay, Yashkoch, everyone. Mincha is in 9 minutes.